Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome again to one more edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th September, Thursday, 2022. And tonight this is again Pledge Week. And we're going to give those numbers out. Let me give them out right over the, right from out of the chute. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line too. Or 888-677-9673. Now, we have back in the boiler room, Eric and Randy. Locked in there, folks. They're in there waiting for your calls. Now, here's the rules. The rules is the door's locked. They don't get to go to the bathroom until we get so many calls. So think of that. Did you hear the cackle? There's only one cackle like that, right? Okay. Leaping lizards, it's Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, there you go. And then we have the Lord of the Board. There he is at the helm tonight. He pushes the buttons, he turns the dials, he does all of that with a great big smile. None other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
Way out yonder, way out yonder, in the back trails of Missouri, none other than that back roads parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Yes, sir, the only one that's as old as you are. So I'm here ready to go to work, boss.
There you go. My age is being exaggerated here quite a bit lately, but anyhow, we're here tonight ready to roll. Now, listen, we have a very special guest with us tonight.
You've been on the radio 50 years. It's kind of a giveaway. You're not exactly a young pup.
Well, who else do you know that started at the age of five? Nobody, right? Okay. Anyhow.
You stick to preaching.
All right. All right. We have a very special guest with us tonight. And this special guest that we have has a really big coloring books, and he's going to tell us all about these really big coloring books, because I got a big stack of them right here. And his name is Wayne Bell. Hello, Wayne.
Good evening, Pastor. How are you?
We're doing good tonight. We're ready to roll. Boy, we have a lot to cover.
I'm sitting in St. Louis.
Are you in St. Louis? Well, you're out. You're down there in Missouri. That's where Joe's at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope you've got a good bunker with all the shooting that's been going on around St. Louis.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Good copy.
Boy, I tell you. All righty, very good. I've got an update on the calls that came in last week, starting with Ken. Where'd Ken go? You got to bring him down. I don't see him. Okay. These came in off the air last night. Ken in Missouri pledged 200. Mary in Georgia pledged 100. Patricia in New Jersey pledged 100. Dwayne in San Diego pledged 30. And pledges starting tonight is Dana in Texas pledges 150. And Janet in the Bronx, New York, pledges 60. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to, here's how we're going to run this thing tonight. Wayne, this is Pledge Week, so we always start with a scripture. And then just before we get to the bottom of the hour, we're going to play a little clip on what's happening with these vaccinations and children, things that people don't realize. Now, for 50 years, I've been preaching, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. And then we go right into your comic books because, boy, I'm going to tell you, I'll let you take it from there. But right now, and we're going to go over, we're finishing up the last part of my message. And the title was The America... America, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And we started with that in Luke chapter 13, but we're going to finish tonight in 2 Chronicles 7, starting with verse 12 through 22. And you just jump in. If you have a question or a comment, you just jump in as we go through here. And so, Joe, would you read verses 1 through 15? Or 12 through 15.
12 through 15, all right. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent, unto the prayer that is made in this place.
Well, Joe, you know, here, a couple of years had passed in Solomon's prayer of dedication that we read about here in chapter 6, and several other building projects Solomon had completed. And so now he's asking the Lord, he's praying to the Lord, and the Lord had told Solomon that he had heard his prayer. Now, you know, it's an interesting thing to show you just how much we need God. Solomon was considered the wisest man there ever was, okay, as far as human wisdom goes, and yet he had a tendency to really mess up, didn't he?
He definitely did. So a sign of intelligence doesn't mean it keeps you from doing dumb things.
I would say 300 wives and 700 concubines, which were considered wives, were kind of a dumb thing.
Really, really dumb.
Yeah.
I've got one quick question. It said here the Lord appeared to Solomon back in 1 Kings 8 in chapter 9. I mean, 1 Kings 9. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 2, that the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared unto him at Gibeon. So is this the second or the third time?
This, I believe, would be the third time.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to double check with the boss.
Okay, so here now, he says, mine eyes shall be opened and mine ears attend to the prayer that is made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever and ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And as if for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do accordingly to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and all my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in the land. Now, Solomon kind of messed up big time in his big mistake. What did it cause? Remember, it caused a division of Israel.
Yeah, he did. He caused that.
And so, here now, because he did that, you had the two tribes of Judah divided against the others. So it caused the division of Israel. But here then, David, and of course David was a man after God's own heart. But I mean, that shows you that, you know, we're not all that bad ourselves, you know, when you take a look at that, humanly speaking, right?
I think God actually picked those two because they had great qualities, but it was like the greater the quality, sometimes the greater the weakness. And I think because of strength, ambition, or whatever. But he made it, I think, great examples, because here are two great people of the faith, heroes of the faith, and yet they were very sinful, weak, and it tells us that we can be forgiven too. If God loved them, God can love us.
Okay, so when he says this, that mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually, or no, he said, for now I have chosen and sanctified in this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Now, here, God is the same today, tomorrow, forever, right?
Right.
And this same Lord that he's referring to is the same Lord Jesus Christ who is the head of the church, is it not?
Right, who indwells in us through the Holy Spirit of God. And he says what? Those of us who are born again are predestined. We are chosen, and we become the house of God. We become our own temple in the flesh, housing the Holy Spirit.
So would you say then that would apply to the church, equally to the church as it did to the nation of Israel?
Right, because the church is what? The lively stones built together upon the cornerstone of Christ, building a lively, living church.
Okay, let's go to verse 19. But if you turn away...
Can I interrupt? There was something I noticed in here when it says in verse 18, I have coveted with David thy father, and I'm thinking that is actually going back to Judges 2, the angel of the Lord is the one who, right there in chapter 2 of Judges, says, I, sworn to your fathers, I will never break my covenant with you. He was the one who made the covenant, was the angel of the Lord, was Christ himself.
Absolutely. And he didn't break the covenant.
No.
Well, let's go back to 18 or 19. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and you shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up. Now, would this passage, and Wayne, you can comment, does this apply also? Because God is immutable. He's the same today and tomorrow and forever. He does things the very same way. And the reason is he gets it right every time. There's no reason for him to change. So he says, and then I will pluck them up by the roots of the land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and I will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And so his name, Christ, was not the United States founded as a Christian nation.
Yes, indeed. And this was given to us, to the Christians, like the Holy Land was given to the Jews, to Israel.
And this house which is high shall be an astonishment to everyone that passes by. It, so he shall say, why hath the Lord done this unto the land, unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsake the Lord of their fathers, who brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and serve them. Therefore hath he brought all of this evil upon them. America is dying. America is, the right now, the way she's going, what is happening. But at the same time, we're seeing two extremes in our land. We're seeing the wicked becoming more wicked and the righteous becoming more righteous. We're seeing a much stronger divide between the wicked and the righteous. But in the end, we have a very, very divided nation today. And,
but we're seeing the world laugh at us many times, laughing at Biden, laughing at San Francisco turning into this filthy city, watching what's happening. I've seen the overseas, I look at a lot of the overseas news, and we've been laughed at by many, many countries with what's going on over here.
Absolutely. I wanted to stop there and go in a prayer. We have our dear friend Wendy Wilson. Wendy is, you know, Wendy's a real sweetheart. She's got a heart as big as, you know, most folks out there, you know, they hear her on the program, but they don't realize just how big a heart she has and how much she is dedicated to helping people. And so she's one of those, and I want to dedicate tonight's radio program to all of those unsung heroes that work in a ministry. I know we have a number in our church that never get a lot of recognition, and they really don't care about the recognition. They care about the cause, and we know that they're going to get that recognition when they get to glory, for sure. But anyhow, I want to dedicate this program, but pray for Wendy. Wendy had gotten an order for thousands of dollars and shipped out her product, only to find out that it was a stolen Visa credit card that they had used. So now she's got an issue with Visa. Visa doesn't want to pay for it, okay? And anyhow, so Wendy's out all of those thousands of dollars, and it's come at a hard time for her, too, because of, you may have noticed, the economy is not the best. And
yeah, may have noticed, yeah. That's kind of an understatement of the year.
We're hearing from people all over. We're seeing it. Well, you know, we're seeing it how we got hit in this ministry, too. I mean, and because of that, you know, right now today, and we're watching. I can't believe the amount of people that are being evicted from their property. I'm getting calls from people, all these people asking me, and I have been calling. For our friend out there in Florida, I wanted you to know that I did call your landlord if he hasn't talked to you by now. But I've been trying to help some of these people, calling their landlords, finding out what's going on. And there's always two sides to every story. So when you get the letters in the mail from people, you only hear the one side. And when you call and you talk to the landlords, there's always another side. But at the bottom,
I've got some friends that are landlords out here, and that was part of the income that they count on. And if that income doesn't come in, they can't pay taxes. They can't pay payments. It's a double-edged sword. And people need to remember that what Biden has done, this is self-inflicted wound, this inflation. And the average family in America is paying over $700 a month more to live than they were a couple of years ago.
And Joe, again, these things aren't happening just, you know, out of people, you know, being incapable. This is being done purposely. Biden is purposely out there. His whole goal is to reduce America to third world status.
Well, destroy the people, make them weak, and the government becomes strong, and that's what they want. They, like Mitch McConnell, he's willing to see the Republicans lose the election so he can maintain his position of power as head of the Senate.
Yeah, that's true. So anyhow, we got to get rid of the rhinos, but you're right. This is being done. Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel from communist China. They own him, and they have said that themselves. But his job is to, again, reduce America to third world status. They're destroying our military.
His wife and their money is all tied to China, too. It's not just Biden. There's others.
So, people, listen. You have been raised up. God's word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. For such a time as this, this is your time as Christian soldiers to run to this battle. Your job is to stand up.
Amen.
And stand up and to run to this battle. That is your job. That's your responsibility. Remember what God's word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. We're going to play a clip now here in a minute. And so this has to do with, it's about a 5 or 6 minute clip, and it has to do with the children. Now, he's going to be talking about charts, and these charts that you have a blue chart and a yellow line, and he's talking about the difference between children that have been vaccinated, which they're not really they are not vaccines, but they've taken the poisonous poke, versus the children that have gone without the poisonous poke. And, folks, we had to stop it because this doctor who is narrating this, gets very passionate because he says they're killing children. Don't you understand? When he did this research, he did this study, and he was shocked, so he thought he had to get this study. He had to get it published. He went to the AMA and that, and the result was they pulled his license because he was going against the deep state. And anyhow,
against the narrative.
Yeah, what happened was we had to stop it there because in his passion he uses language that's not appropriate for this program. So go ahead whenever you're ready and take it away.
Outside expert, we got every single data point for every patient born in my practice, 2,700 variably vaccinated, 560 some unvaccinated, and we age matched them and compared them, and this is what we found. This should go on t-shirts. I'm just not organized enough to do it, but you'll see vaccinated in orange, blue are the unvaccinated kids. And it speaks for itself. At doctorsandscience.com, all the slides I'm presenting here are available, so don't worry about trying to catch them all on pictures. But here we go. We're going to go fast because I only have 15 minutes. I want you to see these slides. Here's asthma, blue line unvaccinated, yellow vaccinated. Allergic rhinitis, eczema, sinusitis, gastroenteritis, respiratory infections, otitis media, conjunctivitis, those are eye infections. Wait a minute, I thought vaccines prevented infections. What's going on here? Vaccines shift the immune system to allergy and autoimmunity, and you have more and more infections of other kinds. Here's other infections. Here's breathing issues. Here's behavioral issues. ADD, ADHD. There was none in the unvaccinated patients for 10 years in my practice. That's unbelievable, folks. So what was the response of the medical board to this landmark study? They yanked my license. I want to tell you something. You'll hear, association does not mean causation. Have you heard that? That's the reason your story of your vaccine-injured child doesn't count. It was just a coincidence. It's not a coincidence if we have multiple other studies and we have a mechanism of action. I've already explained the aluminum mechanism. There's another mechanism of too many vaccines too soon causes immune activation, which causes problems. So here's some other studies. This was the Mawson study. If you see the little white unvaccinated child relative to that child, the vaccinated kids had twice as much chronic illness, three times as much eczema, four times as much neurodevelopmental autism, ADD, learning disabilities, and 30 times as much allergies. Published study, peer-reviewed.
All righty, there you go, folks. What that was all about. We had a cut in there. It was really good, but he goes into telling you how, and then he gets passionate, and that's when he... he used some words that, again, were not appropriate for this radio program. And we had to cut it there, but he was talking about these children are dying and how many of them are dying. Young children are dying from these. And people are just sitting, and they're taking their kids. They're taking their children because they trust a corrupt government. They trust this very, very corrupt government. And they've been putting their children into public schools. And, again, for 50 years we've been telling you, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools, homeschool. And that's why I was one of the pioneers in homeschooling movement right here in Ohio back in the 70s. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Wayne Bell. And Wayne's got a really big coloring book. Wayne?
Thank you.
Right here I'm looking at the Tea Party coloring book for kids. Boy, I'm going to tell you.
Tea Party coloring book for kids. That's a book. First, thank you, Pastor Sanders, for inviting me onto your show. I'm honored to be on your show. I like hearing what I hear, and I like listening to you speak. And I just want to say, I'll tell you who I am and who I'm not real quick. I'm a publisher by trade. That's who I am. And I cover every slice of this country that you can think of through our books. We make hardback books and a lot of coloring books. I sold coloring books before the internet existed. I'm 63 years old, and my first coloring book I made, published, and sold when I was 20 years old. The internet didn't even exist 43 years ago, and I've done it ever since. It's not something I chose. After like 20 years, it just dawned on me these books chose me. When the internet started, I bought a website called coloringbook.com, and I own that website right now. And we've become the largest publisher of children's coloring and activity books and custom coloring books in the English-speaking world. And we also are a Canadian corporation. The Tea Party Coloring Book for Kids and a few other books that I've published. I wrote the Tea Party Coloring Book cover to cover. I've written probably 1,300 books in my blessed, grateful career of being a publisher. But we have thousands of books. I publish books for a lot of people. And I will tell you anything about my books or my company you want to know. But that's who I am. I'm a publisher. But who I'm not, I'll tell you this. I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect. I know in my heart of hearts, I'm that poor sinner walking down the end of the road on a dusty road with ragged clothes, knowing that my day will come. I know that in my heart of hearts. I grew up on a cotton farm right outside Memphis, Tennessee, down in the Boot Hill of Missouri. That's who I am. Who I have become is different. I'm a publisher, and I have a global. My company has a global footprint, and I'm honored that you called me. I drove back into the office tonight to speak with you, and I say thank you, number one. Now, let me tell you about the Tea Party Coloring Book for Kids. I'm sitting at my desk a few years ago. I published this book in 2010, and earlier that year in 2010, this was in the fall of 2010 when I published the book, I was driving through Iowa, and I'm pretty sure I was right outside Des Moines in the summer, and I saw this. I stopped for lunch and to get gas, and I was by this little stream that ran right outside Des Moines, and I look and I see a group of people dressed up in like period clothing, and all gathered together, and they were doing something. And I'm inquisitive. I'm a publisher. I went to see what they were doing. They go, well, this is the Tea Party. I'm like, you mean like the Tea Party from the 1700s? They said, exactly, like 1773, the old Boston Tea Party. And I said, this is interesting. I want to know more. So I talked to these folks, and I talked to more folks and more folks. And so it just landed right in my heart. I'm going to write a book called The Tea Party Coloring Book for Kids. And I wrote this book. I sat down and wrote it, and I didn't stop. I just wrote the book from cover to cover. And then I published the book. And lo and behold, when I published the book, it ended up in 8,000 media outlets in 2010, and it ended up all over the world. I literally sold these by the trailer load. And there's a lot of people whose shoulders I stood on who made me successful in doing this, like Jenny Beth Martin of the Tea Party Patriots out of Georgia, Patty and Mark Meckler out of California. Many of the Tea Party members says, this man made a book about the Tea Party, and it's so accurate, it's so dear, it's pure, it's cover to cover, it's about leadership, it's about freedom, it's about jobs. And this is designed for children. It's got things in it like America the Beautiful. It talks about the Tea Party, the Star-Spangled Banner, the U.S. Capitol. It tells our history about leaderships, ingenuity, jobs, who we are, what we do. It talks about what is a tax. It has the Pledge of Allegiance in it. It talks about colonists, how to keep government responsible, that the government is here to serve the people. The people are not supposed to serve the government. And it's a good book on controlling spending. Don't overspend. It teaches basics and morals about financial commitment, on how to actually be responsible for yourself. It has the preamble of the United States Constitution in the book. It tells how a bill becomes a law. It's a real basic book. It just tells the self-reliant good things that people, I thought, would want to hear and read about and teach their children. And so the book comes out, and it hits the market, and my phones in the company ring off of the wall. I got a call one night, and they go, hey, MSNBC and their entire staff is coloring your book right now, The Tea Party Coloring Book for Kids, and they're mocking your book publicly on TV right now, and they're making fun of you. I said, why? I turned it on. It was Rachel Maddow and her whole show. They did it. 8 full minutes. It's out there. I got the videos. And then Stephen Colbert mocked me incessantly at night. And I thought, I've really hit a nerve with people. Arianna Huffington wrote a long story about what an idiot I am, so to speak. And the more they beat me up, the more successful this book became. And, I mean, we sold this book nationwide, and it inspired me to make more. I made another book called We Shall Never Forget 9/11, the Kids' Book of Freedom, which is about the terrorist events, the radical Islamic Muslim terrorists that murdered 3,000 people on 9/11. It's the factual, actual book. And I put these books out on coloringbook.com, and it made people so mad. Five guys from New York City jumped in a van in New York City to come down to St. Louis to put me in what they called a chloroform headlock. Law enforcement intercepted them because one of them chickened out along the way and turned the other four in. And so this is a very unique book, and it's real simple. It's about the truth. And that's what happens is when you take those principles, the principles that you and Pastor Larson were talking about at the very beginning of the show, they're really wrapped up in this book in some way, because it's just got the simple stuff of life, like America the Beautiful, the individual liberties, that we're all born with individual liberties. And it means we have freedom of expression, freedom of choice, freedom of protest, freedom from government control over our lives, freedom of political choice, freedom to choose our own moral ground to take a stand in what we believe is right for us. And with liberty comes the responsibility to be a good citizen, to educate yourself, to attend school, to be good in class, to work, and to pay your bills and pay your taxes. And when you grow up, helping others is one of the most precious things in the world that you can do. Many American soldiers died to guarantee our liberties and to be a part of American life, that we have built the best liberties on planet Earth in the history of the universe, probably. I just don't know the rest of the universe. And so I made this book, and I got the crap beat out of me over it for many years. And I'm not complaining, mind you. I'm just telling you that's what happened to me. And that's the Tea Party coloring book for kids. It's on Amazon. I think we sell them at Walmart.com, too. And it's on our website, coloringbook.com. But it's just a simple book about fun activities with word searches and crossword puzzles and mazes and songs. And it's an interactive book that's engaging, it's entertaining, and it's educational. And it takes a unique approach to teaching, and it captures the imagination, and it encourages youth to get involved and participate in life. And it tells that the real genius of America is how Tea Party people, members, truly reflect and represent and respect the homeland. The Tea Party, it's really considered, I found, it's considered to be the real American party. It's grassroots-based, it's inclusive in its ideas, and this diverse group of humanity known as the Tea Party, they are very accepting. They're not racist, they're not bigots. The Tea Party is the most inclusive, accepting of all people in America, of any group in America. It's considered a post-racial organization. The Tea Party welcomes, it embraces people, and represents all races. It's inclusive and diverse. And it doesn't discriminate, regardless of what people say about it. It does. The Tea Party members, Tea Party people, they don't discriminate based on race or sex or religion or political party, opinion or creed or any other factor. And they're truly reflective of American exceptionalism. The Tea Party, I think, and I believe, and I put it in the book, I think they're the classical American, that they'll keep America safe from now on.
Wayne, would you just hold 1 second? That is dynamite. But this is Pledge Week, so I've got to get the phone numbers out. And first, I want to thank Dana in Texas, who pledged $150, and Janet in the Bronx, $60, and Donna in Ohio pledged $400, and Carol in New Jersey pledged $25, and Brandon in Detroit pledged $50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The phone numbers are 1-888-281-1110. Now, that's also with the credit cards. And also 888-677-9673. Now, this book that he's talking about, this Tea Party book, now, we're going to talk about a bunch of others here. I want to thank you for sending that to me, Wayne, because when I saw that, it came in the mail, and I looked at it, because I get a lot of mail, and Tea Party for Coloring Book for Kids, and I thought, I got to see what that's about, because, like you said, I was the president of our Tea Party out here for 4 terms. And you're right, the fake news media, they say a lot of bad things about us because they fear us. That's why. They fear freedom. But anyhow, so I was looking through that, and I thought, wow. And that's when I called you right away. I called you, and we ordered a bunch. And we took them to the Tea Party. They went. We took them to the Freedom. We had in Painesville out there, a Patriot Group rally, and I took them out there, and we had a lot of things on the table, but guess what? This coloring books, all the moms and dads and the grandparents, when the grandparents saw it, they went through there, and they went. And so we have these Tea Party coloring books for kids. For you grandparents out there, they're dynamite. They really are. You'll love them. And we're asking a donation of $10 or more. We'll mail it to you because a lot of the cost is in the mailing. But for a donation of $10 or more, we will mail you these Tea Party books. You've got to let us know that you want it, first of all. You've got to be in a letter asking, yes, please send me the Tea Party book. Because what happens is, people will hear this, and then they'll send in money, but they won't mention they want the book, and we're not going to send it to you unless we know you want it. But there you go. So with that, now we have with us, I think, joining us, John Hagen for School Board. Okay, John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're running for a school board?
I'm running for re-election for State School Board of Education. Just a little background on how that works. There are 11 elected state school board members, so each of us represent about 1 million people. Our school board districts are about 1.5 times the size of a congressional district. 3 Ohio Senate districts make up the state school board seat. So rather important position, pretty important work. Listening to your guest on before me, I certainly concur with a lot of what he had to say and what you're saying about, you know, kids in public schools being in trouble. In July of 2020, our board, at the objection of a few of us conservatives, passed a resolution, a diversity, equity, inclusion resolution that stated things like that schools were racist and the curriculum was racist and all this crazy stuff. It took us over a year to get that overturned, but we did get it rescinded a year later. But the work in the schools, unfortunately, the educators are being led to believe that all these things that they're doing are correct in the universities. So they're promoting the critical race theory, all this gender identity things that you're hearing about. In some situations, pornography is available to children. They're talking about gender to children as early as preschool. It's hard to imagine.
Now, there's what, 11 school board members? Am I right?
Again?
On the state?
There are 19.
Oh, 19?
Of them are appointed by the governor. And although we've had Republican governors, they haven't been very good at appointing any conservative members. We have one governor appointee that I would consider a conservative. The rest of them are pretty much liberals, and they go along with all this stuff pretty easily. We do have coming up an important resolution. Brendan Shea is one of the elected members also, and he's bringing a resolution that is to support parents in local districts in rejecting the coercive, harmful, and burdensome gender identity policies which are being pushed down by the federal government from Joe Biden's administration, where they're distorting Title IX to change it to require schools to allow boys and girls restrooms, boys and girls sports, if they claim that they identify as a girl. Needless to say, these are terrible ideas. But a lot of the schools, and we see it real close at hand, Mentor School Board has told, or I should say Mentor
John,
Administration.
John, I wanted to hold it right there for a minute. We want to pick up on this.
Absolutely.
Well, you're talking about, we need to give a, because our scheduled guest here tonight, because it all goes along, that's why I took your call, Wayne Bell, with these comic books. These things are made for homeschoolers and for Christian schools. And
Yes. We
saw that, Wayne, I just saw a report here now that this year you had 2 million more homeschoolers in the country this year, 2 million more. That's got to be putting the fear into those in the public school system. What do you think?
I would hope so, but I think that oftentimes they're burying their heads in the sand. I think it really has to get bad before they're going to correct their ways.
It is bad. These people, again, you're talking about this is the Antichrist system. This is the Antichrist system.
I don't disagree with that. When I say it has to get bad, I mean that the exodus from the public schools has to get so large that the people that are working in the schools actually wake up.
That just happened in Illinois, right outside St. Louis. There was such
an
exodus in one of these counties right outside St. Louis across the river into Illinois. It happened. There was such an exodus from the school, they literally had like 25% of the people there And but the school board would not shut the school down and let the parents unless they charged them. So rather than just shut the school and let people go to where they want, you know, in their schools, they taxed these parents to let their kids out of school. I wish I remembered the name of the school. It was on the news about a month ago. And so I thought they're going to get their pound of whatever money one way or another. But and I thought to myself, they just want to teach their children the way they want them to be taught. And they charged those parents a tax to let them go to a different school. And they're already paying for what. So it's just insane what's going on.
The good news here in Ohio is that we have a legislature that is awake and moving in pretty strong motion towards backpack bill. And if you're not familiar with the backpack bill, what that says is that money follows the child, and the child can go where the parents want them to. And that could be Christian school. It could be any kind of private school. It can be another public school.
That actually sounds quite reasonable.
Yeah, that's been worked on hard in the legislature. They also have expanded the vouchers tremendously over the years and opened it up to a wide array of children rather than just the ones in academic distress and poverty. They've opened it up where a lot more people are able to take advantage. But I would just say that, you know, if there was anything good that came out of the pandemic, or the so-called pandemic, in my opinion, it was the fact that parents got to see what was happening to their children in schools. They were able to see, you know, on the screen when the kids were at home getting schooling or their attempt to give them schooling over the internet. They were getting to see what these teachers were teaching, and a lot of them are up in arms, and that's good. You know, one of the concerns for me always is when I see these things happen, how long will people stay awake? The interest in education is always listed at a high point on surveys and so on, but when it comes to people really getting involved, they don't tend to stay involved long enough.
So I know that the New York Times ran an article about me, which I was glad they ran an article about the company and what we published. But this particular article was about the Tea Party coloring book for kids and the 9/11 book, the We Shall Never Forget 9/11. And they did a quarter page on me. Right next to me was a quarter page on Anna Wintour, the famous designer, and then a half page above me on the Obamas. And what they basically said is that the Tea Party coloring book for kids, the only thing that I really cared about was the color of money, and that I was brainwashing children with politics. And nothing political in the book. But the fact was, I asked them, why did you write that? They said, because that's what I'm doing. And I said, not really. I'm simply telling about the Boston Tea Party based on the U.S. government archives. Then in 1776, the Congress adopted the United States Declaration of Independence, and now we celebrate, you know, the 4th of July, called Independence Day. I said, there's nothing brainwashing about that.
Let me jump in here real quick. We have to, again, this is Pledge Week, sure. So I want to say thank you to Kevin in Ohio, pledges 100, Anonymous in Texas, 200, Nancy in Wisconsin pledges 50, Ellie in Philly pledges 40. And, folks, the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Now, we still have, we're still right now 5,000 short. We're 5,000 short of our goal for tonight. So we have a lot of work to do, a whole lot of work, folks. We got to hear those phones ringing. Yeah, we can do that. We need to hear from you right away at 888-281-1110. Look, we're out here, we're outnumbered by the fake news media. So we're the ones that have to bring you the end run around all of the propaganda put out by the fake news media out there. They have, you know, they're owned, you know, by the Communist Party. And so we got to hear from you. Help us out there, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Fellas, look, you know, we've been for 50 years, I've been telling people, look, the NEA is a communist organization. They are simply a part of the collective of the Communist Party. They're a cell of the Communist Party, like the ACLU and like these other organizations. These people are anti-God, anti-American, and they're anti-education. They're into indoctrination. That's the reality. And that's why I've been telling people you need to get your children out of the public schools. They're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. Now, after I said that, I want to say this, that some of the school boards out in the suburbs, out in the countryside, where the parents are on the school board, they haven't been totally taken over by the NEA. I know that that's not the case, but it will be if you don't stop it. And that's why, that's what this is all about. And these coloring books here, We Shall Never Forget 9/11. Again, these are absolute dynamite books. And here's one I wanted to say, the American presidents.
Coloring book is literally a list of all the American presidents in one book. It tells who they are, their history, when they were in office, what political affiliations they were, and it tells the wonderful things they did. It's a very positive, upbeat book that tells the positive aspects of being an American citizen. It tells about all the great things, the great accomplishments about, you know, freedom, opportunity, lower taxes, really, you know, diversity, free enterprise, gun rights. It talks about all the different things that the American presidents have done for the American people. And I just don't understand sometimes why people in the United States say we're the most evil empire to ever exist, when it's just, in reality, all they're wanting to do is destroy the country. So in American Presidents, it's a beautiful book. I'm looking at a copy right now. I think it's about 60 pages. And it tells all the American presidents and, you know, who they are and what they do and about their families and just information about the history of the people that have helped run the country, the greatest nation in history. And just saying that, the greatest nation in history, has gotten some of our books banned in schools, literally. I mean, I don't want to be the victim of anything, because I'm the last thing I ever want to be is a victim, truly. But sometimes people kick us to the curb because they consider the company or some of the products we make conservative, when in reality, we reflect America as we find it. We go with the facts. And the Tea Party coloring book for kids is, that's the facts. The 9/11 coloring book was just inducted, so to speak, into the 9/11 Memorial National Museum in New York City as a reflection of how some people in America deal with the tragedy called 9/11. It's a horrific event.
Wayne?
It continues even today. Yes.
Wayne, Pastor Joe, you've got to remember something. Truth is hate to those who hate the truth.
It's almost like taking hot coals and pouring it.
You bring out their hate.
You know what? I get it. I get that. I wish I had always gotten that. I really do.
Yeah.
But sometimes I fight.
That's true. But here's the truth. We're up against a hard break. So hang tight, and we'll be back right after this hard break.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.